We're glad you've joined us for this Thursday edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled, Irrational Fears, and it was written by Ann Cetus. It makes no logical sense, but when my parents died within a 3-month period, I feared they would forget me. Of course, they were no longer on Earth, but that left me with a large uncertainty. I was a young, unmarried adult and wondered how to navigate life without them. Feeling really single and alone, I sought God. One morning I told him about my irrational fear and the sadness it brought, even though he knew it already. The scripture passage that came for the devotional I read that day was Isaiah 49, and verse 15 says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." God reassured his people through Isaiah that he had not forgotten them and later promised to restore them to himself through sending his son Jesus. But the words ministered to my heart too. It's rare for a mother or a father to forget their child, yet it's possible. But God? No way. "I have engraved you on the palms of my hands," he said. God's answer to me could have brought more fear, but the peace he gave because of his own remembrance of me was exactly what I needed. It was the start of discovering that God is even closer than a parent or anyone else, and he knows the way to help us with everything, even our irrational fears. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 through 19. "But Zion said, 'The Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me.' Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Your children hasten back, and those who laid you waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your children gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you will wear them all as ornaments. You will put them on like a bride. Though you were ruined and made desolate, and your land laid waste, now you will be too small for your people, and those who devoured you will be far away." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that our emotions and our fears can be overwhelming, and they can cause us to think things that aren't really true and do some things that aren't really wise. We thank you for reminding us that though our emotions may make us question and even doubt your love, we know that your love is consistent and true, and that you not only remember us, but you're always there for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.